taking you way back with a band called The Police on a Monday morning. Sting and the Boys taking you through the early 80s. But hey, listen, don't let that put you off, because just because it's an oldie doesn't mean it's not a goodie. And we're not afraid to throw it back in time and then to bring it to the present day, like where we're going right now. We're talking, well, sort of on brand for that track. We're talking safety, we're talking security, and we're talking to our friends from IPSS Security right now in the studio, our Monday morning catch-up, and we're kind of changing lanes a little bit from the usual chat. We normally have Mr. Frank Labidi in, and he's large and in charge, but today we've got Claire Petzer on the microphone, and she's not a stranger to the microphone, but she's normally kind of quiet in the background and filming stuff for social media. Claire, great to have you in the house representing IPSS Security. How's your Monday going?
It's always such a great way to start the day, chatting to you here, even though I don't speak often, but
hey, well,
excited, especially on Monday.
We're happy to hear you when you do get get on the microphone. And we've had, as I said, quite a few regular interviews with Mr. Labidi over the months and years, but you also have some interesting opinions on things, so I'm excited to get your thoughts on the security industry in general. How long have you been with IPSS Security now?
As of the 14th, it has been, well, the 14th was a year, so it's just over a year.
Okay, so you can look back on a calendar year and see how you've grown and changed and had your eyes opened. And
crazy.
Social media marketing, that's your role in the operation, and it's an important slice of the pie. In the past, you've mentioned how a lot of the engagement that you get on the social platforms comes from people actually looking for jobs in the security sector. What is it like working in the security industry? And you know, are there misconceptions that people probably don't know about or don't think about?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that outsiders would look at and think, this is so cool, I want to be a part of this. And it definitely is. There's a lot of cool things that the guys get to do. I get to do such amazing things. Luckily, with my position, I don't have to be in dangerous situations. But one thing I can say to the general public is it's not just for anyone. The security industry, I love social media. I love taking pictures, videos. I love telling stories. That's the main reason why I chose this. And just to challenge myself, I was like, okay, well, security is not something I've ever done before. But yeah, it's not just a job. You're not going to go into, especially with IPSS Security, you're not going to go into this thinking, this is just another job. I'm going to get paid, go there, come home. That's you in it. And you have to be passionate and you have to be committed and disciplined. Otherwise, you're not going to go far.
Well, I would say that's good advice for any career, and especially for a career in the security space. And you're part of a team. You get to interface with quite a diverse group of people. What is your team kind of look like in terms of the day to day machine that you're part of?
We are. It's definitely a team. I always cringe at the saying, oh, we are like a family. So I do prefer to use the word team. You know, it can be very serious. The security industry will always be serious, but when it comes down to it, whether it's work related or maybe not always personal, but most of the people in the office have said, if you had to pick up your phone and call at whatever hour, it will be there for you. And they will, the guys that work there, there's not a single thing they wouldn't do to help someone, make somebody feel better, just improve someone's day. Doesn't matter if you're a client or not.
Just good people. And I think that talks to the caliber of the person in the organization. And quite an interesting background a lot of your teammates and you have, for those who don't know, you studied psychology, quite different from what you're doing now. What inspired you to study psychology, and have you found that it's actually helped in your role at IPSS Security?
It's crazy how much it's helped, and I never thought it would. I'd actually watched a video a while back, a lady's, I think it was a TED talk, and she's speaking about how we go through life and have all these different experiences, whether it's meeting people, getting into new jobs, and every single thing that happens in our life leads us to the next point, and you don't see it in the moment, like, why am I here? Why am I doing this? How's it going to help? And I did my psychology, and I had so many moments where I wanted to give up, and I'm like, I don't need my studies, I don't need to do this, and I can confidently say I never would have been able to do a full year at IPSS if I hadn't studied psychology. The main thing is to understand myself and other people, how the mind works, and working with so many different types of people from different walks of life and upbringings, it's helped tremendously. And also just to have that patience with myself and with everyone at work.
But something that I wanted to ask you about, because of your psychology background, I've heard you mentioning kind of off air about the role that intuition can play when it comes to maybe getting you out of trouble and avoiding a sticky situation on a safety and security front. What does intuition mean to you, and what, if you had to give our listener some advice on listening to that intuition, what would it be?
I can say, besides for private security, namely specifically IPSS, your other best friend is your intuition. We have this voice, and it can seem so small and quiet at times, but your intuition and your gut feeling is your absolute best friend, and you can't doubt yourself if you have a feeling where something just might not be right. I will tell you a little bit about a situation I was in a few years ago. I won't go into too much detail, but I'd been working for someone. I was an au pair looking after a young boy, and it was a dad. And I decided last minute, like spur of the moment, go away with them. And we at this place packing up the car and whatnot. And something deep inside me said, okay, let me just take a picture of his number plate, send it to mom. And safe to say, some bad things happened, but that was my intuition saying, Claire, this is not, something's not right here. And yeah, I actually went off for, but I wasn't in the best space, so I was a bit vulnerable and too open to trusting somebody I shouldn't have. Long story short, stayed there a few days and had to actually phone a friend and say, I need help, like, come and get me.
Wow.
Yeah, I was far out from home. I had no signal. Man. Things got very out of hand. And yeah, my dear friend came to save me. And I took a good few months, 2 years to recover from that.
Holy moly. And again, you know, you take all that experience and it becomes part of the guiding you to where you are now, and the position that you're in now, where you're able to help people directly and indirectly, part of the team that you're part of. And so if you're listening to the story and you're getting one takeaway, intuition, not to be ignored. If you have that little voice, listen loud and listen clear. And if you're hearing the story here on a Monday, for what it's worth, if you do want to have a number on speed dial, and in case that intuition starts to ring in your ear, Claire, for a listener looking to reach out to report suspicious activity, if they're in trouble, if they need assistance, how can they get in touch with IPSS security? What's the easiest way to save that beat?
I think it took me, I'd say, a week to learn the number.
By heart.
0861-324-777. And mentioning the psychology, there's a term called the bystander effect. We learned about that where people are in public and something's happening, whatever it is, something that's could become really dangerous. And most of the time people look, oh, there's so many people around, I'll just leave it. This isn't my space. I shouldn't really do anything. I'll let someone else handle it. And if you think that way, you can imagine how many people are thinking that way. Even if you're in a situation where you feel, I don't want to get involved, I feel uncomfortable, or maybe I don't feel like I can help, just give us a call. 0861-324-777. You can even find me, Claire Marie Petzer, on socials, or you can find us, IPSS Electronic Security, Facebook, Instagram. Honestly, it can save a life. You never know what small piece of information, what a difference it can make.
Well, thanks for giving us the word, Claire, and thanks for sharing some of your story. If that's reached one person and made them, wake up and to listen to that little voice, if it helps get one person out of trouble, then it's a ripple of change that you've created on a Monday morning on the airwaves.
I
And
hope so.
hey. I hope we get to chat again real soon and find out far more about you, your story, where you're going with it, with this exciting role. A year down, more to come at IPSS Security, and a name that we certainly have come to know and trust on the radio and on the ground here on the KZN North Coast. And Claire, next time, don't be shy to pipe up on the microphone, even if Big Frank's in the house as well. What do you say?
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, bringing you back to the music with Lizzie McAlpine.